Welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, those of you who are with us in person, and all of you who are joining us online. This is often called a low Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, because folks have been here for Advent and Christmas Eve. And so even though we might be small in number, I am grateful that you are here on this first Sunday of Christmas. We're going to have a quiet week here at the church. I will continue to take vacation through next Saturday, but we'll see you next Sunday for the 12th day of Christmas, second Sunday of Christmas. And my dear friend, Pastor Tim Brown, is going to be here offering us an Epiphany Eve sermon. We're going to have a Magi processional, and we're going to bless the sanctuary and give you kits to take home to bless your home, which is an Epiphany tradition. And so we hope that you will join us next Sunday for worship. Also next Sunday, Pastor Jennifer is starting a several-week Sunday school class. It'll run from next Sunday through Transfiguration Sunday in between now and Lent. And she's going to be showing us clips of the movie Simon Birch, and we're going to be looking at how the church calendar speaks to our lives and our experiences. So she asks that you not watch the movie ahead of time. If you've already seen it, that's fine, but don't go ahead and watch it ahead of time. Maybe when it's all over, we'll watch it together. So we hope that you'll join us for that next Sunday. I have a few words I'd like to say about our brother in Christ, Wayne Hilliard. I'm sure that many of you have seen that Wayne died early in the morning on Christmas Day. And I am so sad to lose such a dear friend and colleague. My first memory of Wayne, it's actually different than I think some of your first memories of my meeting him. Marie reminded me a couple of weeks ago that when I first met Wayne, I said to him something like, "Oh, this is my first funeral. I'm glad you're here to help me." And he said, "Oh, it's my first funeral too." And of course, since I didn't know that he had been in the business for over 40 years, I probably said something like, "We'll get through this together." But my first memory of Wayne was one that established a deep respect between both of us. I don't know if you know this, but a very common and subtle way for folks to show disrespect to a female pastor is to call us by our first name and not use pastor or our title, right? You wouldn't do it to a doctor, you wouldn't do it to a teacher, but it's a very subtle way. And when Wayne heard somebody call me Anna, he stood up for me and he said, "You will call her Pastor Anna. She is a pastor and you will honor her as such." And I was so taken aback at how he stood up for me and how he spoke up for me in a way. It just made me respect him so much, and I felt so respected by him. In my first 3.5 years here at Holly Grove, he and I did nearly 20 funerals together, and there was such a rhythm, an ease of rhythm with which we worked together. So much was unspoken because we just worked so well together, and I think that's because our relationship was rooted in respect and trust. He would often ask me to do a service for someone who might not have a pastor, and my favorite were when we would go to National Cemetery in Salisbury because we'd get to ride together and have a little bit longer to talk and visit. And he was very curious. He loved asking about Lutheran theology and Lutheran practices in church, and loved to share with me about his family and some of the challenges at his own congregation. And so it's been lovely to see the outpouring of memories and words shared about Wayne on social media. His legacy is one of kindness and compassion, and we see it over and over in those comments, and I'm sure tomorrow at his service there will be countless people whose lives have been touched by him. And so we will continue to pray for his wife and his daughter, who is a senior in high school, and whose life has been forever changed at the loss of her dad at such a young age. But we give thanks for our dear brother in Christ, Wayne Hilliard, for the gift of being known by him, for the gift of knowing him. and I am deeply honored and grateful to call him my colleague and friend. We have a few birthdays this week. Actually, one of them is today. John Lohr's birthday is today. Happy birthday, John. Also later in the week, Jan Watkins is celebrating her birthday, and Marty Varner. Frank and Janine are celebrating their anniversary, as are Freddie and Kevin Fulbright, and Norris and Kara Feeney. And remembering their baptism, Billy Curry and Bob Troutman. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a couple of three prayer shawls this morning. This is a prayer shawl for Charlie Kahlo, who is a dear friend of Janine Hamilton. We actually blessed this prayer shawl a couple of years ago when Charlie was going through cancer treatment, and she is getting ready to have surgery for a hernia and asks that her prayer shawl be blessed again. This is for Pam Jackson, who is getting ready to have knee replacement surgery next week. And this is for, oh, I didn't know Bob died, Chip. Oh my goodness. This is for Shirley Floyd, the widow of Reverend Bob Floyd, who is one of Chip's best friends and neighbor, retired pastor from North Lexington Baptist Church. And it looks like he died a couple days before Christmas. Oh, so we hold his family in prayer as they grieve, and our friendship. It's never ever easy to lose somebody we love. Brantley, you want to come help me hold some prayer shawls? All right, let us pray. God, we give you thanks that whenever we come to you in prayer, that you hear us. You hear the words that come out of our mouths. You hear the thoughts of our hearts. And even when we don't have words to pray, you receive our cries and our groans and our tears as prayer. And so we lift up to you this morning Shirley and all of Bob's family and friends, and ask that you would comfort them in their grief with the hope of your love. We ask that you would walk alongside of Shirley in the days and months to come. We ask that you would be with Charlie as she undergoes surgery for hernia repair. And we ask that you would be with Pam and her surgery and recovery as well. Bless each of these prayer shawls, that these women may know the comfort of your love and care. And as they feel the weight of these upon their shoulders or upon their laps, that they would feel the overwhelming weight of our love and care here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are going to do a star processional during the prelude, and I think our two kiddos today are Brantley and Nora, so if you want to come to the back with me, we'll prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Do you want to process with us? Thank you. Our first reading this morning comes from John 1. If Jan and Susan, who are helping us with this reading, would like to come to the lectern. This is a service of lessons and carols. And to help it be more interactive and engaging, we have readings that include others, not just those of us leading worship. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him,
"Who are you?"
He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed,
"I am not the Messiah."
And they asked him,
"What then? Are you
Elijah?" "I am not."
"Are you the prophet?"
"No."
Then they said to him,
"Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?"
"I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'"
As the prophet Isaiah had said. Our response to this first lesson will be a prayer of confession and forgiveness, using, yes, our hearts and our minds, but also our bodies. Let us pray. Friends, on the night of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph struggled to find a place to lay their heads. If you, like the people of Bethlehem, have ever withheld hospitality to those within reach, please cross your arms. On the night of Jesus' birth, the wise men traveled long and far, trying to get to Jesus. If you have ever let your faith take a passive backseat position in your life, failing to take the steps necessary to deepen your faith, please bow your head. Joseph showed radical grace to Mary at a time when many would have shunned her in their disbelief. If you have ever failed to show grace to yourself or another, please close your eyes. Family of God, this is what sin feels like, being cut off from one another, in the dark, disconnected, and alone. However, God is faithful and merciful, and God's love never stops pursuing us. Therefore, if you, like the shepherds, have ever looked for God's love in this world, open your eyes. If you, like Mary, have ever treasured your neighbor as a gift from God, raise your head. If you, like Joseph, have ever forgiven yourself or someone else, uncross your arms and grab the hand next to you. And if your head is still bowed, your eyes still closed, or your arms still crossed, open and uncross them, for you are forgiven by the grace of God. Sisters and brothers, this is what the kingdom of God feels like. Heads up, eyes opened, connected, forgiven, known, and loved. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen. Our second lesson will be with the help of Nora and Marie. You want to go to the lectern? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
The angel said to her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be a barren, for nothing will be impossible with God."
Then Mary said,
"Am I the servant of the Lord? Let it be with me according to your word."
Then the angel departed. Chapter of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. I'd like to invite Nora and Brantley to join me for a children's message. And since you two are older, I can read to you this book that I was planning on reading called All is Bright, which is about the story of the night of Christmas. Or I can do a different message since you're a little bit older. So you guys pick, book or a different message? You want the book? Okay. Well, this book is called All is Bright, When God Came Down One Silent Night. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." So here's Mary in her home, and we see lots of bright lights. That probably means the angel is with her and telling her these things. On the dusty streets of Bethlehem, the sun is fading fast. An old dim lantern lights the way. The day has nearly passed. A starry sky appears above as dark engulfs the light, and soon the din of day will settle into a silent night. But still there is a bright, expectant glow that fills the air, like something good might happen here. But when and what and where? A worried couple hurries. There's no room for them in sight. And yet a sudden peace surrounds them on this holy night. The city had been full of people hustling all around, the markets bustling as the census brought the crowds to town. But now a quiet night descended, just like a healing balm. The air is still and hushed, and in the moment, all is calm. Down a winding, dusty road, oh, could that be light? A place for them to rest where all is warm and all is bright? There upon the edge of town, an old ramshackle barn holds a dirty feeding trough for cattle on the farm. It's not what they had hoped. A stable seemed a little wild. Yet here the grace of God surrounds a mother and her child. And from this humble place, the world will never be the same. A baby will be born, and everyone will know his name. The baby's newborn cry pierced the stillness of the night. It startled all the cows and sheep and set the birds of flight. But now the holy infant slumbers while his father smiles. His mother's touch is so tender, and his precious face so mild. Oh, little child, I wish the darkness of this world would cease. I pray for you this night that you may sleep in heaven's peace. Oh, sleepy my child, so deep and mild. Oh, sleep in heaven's peace. Not too far away, some shepherds, tired from the day, lead their sheep to quiet fields to graze on grass and hay. Little do they know their silent night will be upset, for this will be a holy night they'll never quite forget. As suddenly the sky bursts in a blinding flash of light, the trembling shepherds quake in fear. What is this wondrous sight? I come to you with news that will bring you great joy to all the earth. The Savior, yes, that's the newborn King, come celebrate his birth. The shepherds rushed to find the baby just as they were told, as glory streams from heaven, far too brilliant to behold. God the Father smiles upon the precious baby boy. Ah, this is my beloved son who brings me so much joy. The sky is filled with angels celebrating Jesus' birth. Glory to God in heaven and peace upon the earth. Their voices rise in jubilation, loud and full and strong. Heaven's hosts are singing, and Alleluia is their song. My soul, it magnifies you, God. My spirit bursts with joy, for you have trusted me, your servant, with this baby boy. From this day on, the world will call me blessed, though I am lowly. Oh, you have done great things for me. Forever you are holy. And little baby child, what does it mean that you are here? Are you the one we've waited for, who quiets all our fears? Within my heart, I know our world will no longer have to mourn. Our souls will be set free, for Christ the Savior has been born. Oh yes, my child, my precious child, your Savior has been born. And look, this little church here even kind of looks like Holly Grove, doesn't it? And it's snowing, yes. So this is a way of telling the Christmas story using some of the words of the song Silent Night. But it tells us that Jesus came to be with us, to love us, and to care for us. And Brantley, do you remember in Advent, when you said the dismissal, you said the word Emmanuel? Emmanuel is like a nickname for Jesus, and that nickname means God is with us. And so Jesus has that name, that nickname, to help remind us that Jesus is always with us, everywhere we go, no matter what. And that's the gift of Christmas, that God came to be with us and to love us. Thank you both for coming up. Do you want to pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for our
church.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for baby Jesus.
Thank you for baby Jesus.
Help us to remember,
that
He is always with us.
And help us
to be with others. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Our fourth reading will continue in Luke chapter 2. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. Christ is born, and your Spirit is poured out upon us. Renew your church through the gift of baptism. Unite your faithful people across both distance and denomination. Teach us to live by your grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You reveal your presence over the heights of the mountains, through the cloud and lightning, and beyond the trembling of the earth. Still the storms that threaten the lands, and send relief to all places and peoples experiencing natural disasters, extreme temperatures, or famine. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Let all the ends of the earth know the promise of your reconciliation and renewal. Make beautiful the work of peacemakers, community organizers, and advocates who work to ensure that all people flourish in safety and dignity. Sustain the work of all who strive for peace in places of conflict and violence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You guard the lives of your faithful ones and rescue them in times of distress. Heed the cries of all who are afraid. Comfort the grieving and despairing, the lonely and forgotten, and those who are ill, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Sandra, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Following the example of Mary and Joseph, let all our families, whatever their shape or size, reflect your holy and life-giving love. Bless adoptive families, foster families, and guardians. Hold in mercy all who are childless, by choice or by life circumstance. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
As you have guarded the lives of the saints, so shield us from evil and danger. Teach us by their example to serve you with joy and honesty of heart, that we live as heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. Our fifth reading will come to us with the help of Brantley, April, and Pastor Jennifer. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking,
"Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage."
When the magi heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another way. Our sixth reading is from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
Gracious God, you use ordinary things for your purpose. Water to mark your children,
bread and wine to feed and nourish us, a child in a manger to announce your grace. Take these ordinary things, these gifts of paper and metal, and the lives behind them. Bless and use them to proclaim your gracious love. For we offer them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Holy God, come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger, and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God makes known for you.
Thank you.
for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Gather.
Merciful God, you have come among us
at this table by the Spirit's power,
form us to be bearers of your word,
sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all,
through Jesus,
our host and our guest. Amen.
The joy of the angels,
the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.